With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Scores of people have died in the Hurricane Helene storms that have devastated much of the southeastern U.S., but there are also stories of people who survived frightening moments. Janetta Barfield said she was leaving work in an Asheville hospital and thought her car would make it through the flooded streets.
I saw the water in the road. I saw a car go before me, and it made it okay. And I waited till it got to the next block, and then I thought, okay, I think that'll be okay for me. And it was unbelievably how fast that creek got, just in like 5 minutes, that street that was full of water. And I got my car about halfway of the block, and it just shut off.
Former President Trump toured the region Monday. The White House says President Biden will take an aerial tour of North Carolina on Wednesday. Israel says its military forces have begun ground operations in Lebanon. Officials with the Israel Defense Forces say that they're carrying out limited, localized, and targeted ground raids against terror group Hezbollah, expanding attacks on Iran-backed terror groups after an airstrike last week killed a Hezbollah official. That group, backed by Iran, began firing on Israel to support another terror group, Hamas, after it attacked Israel on October 7th of last year. Also at SRNNews.com, congressional Democrats have plans for the Supreme Court.
Democratic Oregon Senator Ron Wyden introduced the Judicial Modernization and Transparency Act, which would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 15 over the next 12 years and would radically reshape the federal judiciary. According to the provisions of the legislation, federal district and circuit courts would also be expanded, adding 60 new circuit judges and at least 100 new district judges. A survey published late last month revealed that nearly 60% of Americans oppose adding justices to the Supreme Court.
This is SRN News. John Kerry says he believes the First Amendment is a problem. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News and World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College was named 50th among national liberal arts schools. Provost Christopher Van Orman said it's a great joy to have our work at Hillsdale recognized on the national level once again. This is SRN News. Another record-breaking day on Wall Street.
Wall Street closed its latest winning month and quarter with more records. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4% Monday to an all-time high. The Dow added 17 points, that's less than 0.1%, to its record set on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Wall Street has catapulted to records on hopes that the U.S. economy can keep growing while the Federal Reserve continues to bring interest rates down from their highest level in a generation. A big test will arrive on Friday. That's when the U.S. government offers its latest monthly update on the job market. In Asia, Japanese stocks tumbled, Chinese stocks soared. Seth Sutel, New York.
J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will square off in a vice presidential debate Tuesday night. The 90-minute face-off will be the candidates' one and only debate before the election. There will be no audience, but there will be open microphones. The event begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. More details at srnnews.com.